Komoewa Tamanui, France and Tene, and this is your Wātea English News. The chair of Wellington's Māori Language Board, Te Kai Whakapūmo Te Reo Māori, says any order by government ministers that officials and departments to cut back on the use of Te Reo is illegal and should not stand. Piripi Walker says the language is now protected by having official status, so it can't be pushed back into secondary position.
Those voices that have come out, essentially they are a continuation of the old voices of bans, of suppression, marginalisation. They've crept out into an election campaign. They've been seized on by our political parties as very fertile ground for votes. They've always been out there, the anti-Māori view, the one that doesn't want Māori visibility, that gets very annoyed by Māori presence or Māori language being around.
Piripi Walker says even if Māori challenge the moves through court, the damage done the way young Māori see their language could set back its revival a generation. Also, fellow Northland-based Labour List MP Willow Jean Prime says Calvin Davis is leaving some big shoes to fill. Mr Davis has set Waitangi Day as his last day as an MP after first entering Parliament on the list in 2008 and serving three terms as MP for Te Tai Tokerau.
Calvin has given over 12 years of service as a Member of Parliament, and he's made huge gains for Māori in the space of the first ever department, Māori Crown Relations, and Minister for Māori Crown Relations, but also in children, in Oranga Tamariki, in corrections. So what he leaves, for those of us that are still here, are some really big shoes to fill and legacy to try and maintain against the far-right government.
And lastly, a West Auckland youth arts program celebrates 10 years with its first group exhibition opening at Henderson's Kākano Art Gallery tonight. Kākano Youth Arts Collective runs workshop for youth referred by Oranga Tamariki. Creative director Mandy Patmore says art is seen as a way they are less likely to get in trouble on the streets. She says over the past decade, she's seen it transform the lives of young people and their whānau.
We make art, but we also have really beautiful in-depth conversations, and we really get to know each other, and that's the most important thing, actually, is about the connections. And some of our young people haven't made really memorable, lasting friendships with their peers as well. Some of the relationships they've had in the past maybe aren't that healthy, and so we see incredible friendships blossoming, which is really special.
Kākano Art Gallery is at 3326 Great North Road. And that's your Wātea English News.